Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, guys. This is Austin Welzel. I'm from Ontario, Canada, and I really got interested in the paranormal a couple years ago from watching the TV shows. So I decided to get together a little ghost hunting group called Wells Paranormal with a couple of my buddies, Quentin and Mikey, and my mom. She comes along on the ghost hunts with me too. So yeah, we do ghost hunts. You know, it really started out, we were just paying to go on these little ghost hunts, but and then some of the other bigger groups around Southern Ontario, they started to see that we kept coming out, and they liked like the evidence what we were getting. So they asked us if we wanted to lead a paranormal investigation with them. So that's what we started to do. But anyway, I just want to give a story about like a couple of experiences that we've had on a hunt that we went to. It was at the Mackenzie Hall. So if you don't know what Mackenzie Hall is, it's an old jailhouse and courthouse in the west end of Windsor, Ontario. So it's right across the border from Detroit, Michigan. And this used to serve, like I said, the jailhouse and courthouse, and also the gallows. So that was pretty neat. So that was pretty interesting. But yeah, we got some pretty cool things happened to us there. I mean, it's not like the other stories you hear on the show that are like, you know, you wake up and see like an apparition, whatever, those types of things, but just like noises and a bunch of different things. But anyway, there were a lot of people who were executed here, and there was a lot of people that were prisoners here. And so just a couple times, couple of experiences, I should say. We went in the basement, and in the basement, that is where the autopsies would take place of the recently executed. People would take place, and the original tables that the autopsies took place, it's still down there, so it was pretty neat. I touched it and everything, so it was pretty cool. Anyway, while we were down there, we were there twice for two hunts, but when we were there, multiple things happened. Like the one time, Mikey and myself, we were down there with other people of a different group. Anyway, we were just walking, and then out of nowhere, coming from like in the back more of the halls, we heard like a deep growl, and me and Mike, we looked at each other, and you know, it was like, wow, what was that? What just happened? Like it was scary there, and nobody else heard it. So maybe they just wanted to communicate with us type deal. And then another instance, what happened down there, we had a spirit box, SB7 spirit box. So we were doing spirit box session, and we got some pretty cool responses there. Like I said, it was a jailhouse, and I guess there is a shadow, a shadow man. They call him the shadow man. He's in the basement, and he's like, you know, he's a rough guy. He likes to intimidate people type deal. And they believe that he was a guard there at the time. But anyway, we were talking on the spirit box, and came through a couple times. Oh, we were like asking like, you know, different questions, and it came through like a bunch of times, like kill and murder. And you know, that was pretty neat, because that was pretty relevant to what, you know, what was going on there. Maybe there, like, obviously there were murders there, whatever, and then kill, you know. And then Mike's name came through, and there were two Mikes there at the time, so they got, you know, they were kind of scared about that. Not scared, but they were excited, but they were shocked that came through, and it was pretty neat though. They thought it was pretty cool. So yeah, that was pretty neat. Another cool experience, somebody was using the dowsing rods, and she was a sensitive, I believe. And you know, we were saying, oh, and sorry, I forgot another spot. I'm like, with the spirit box, I'm sorry. I asked, I'm like, can you say my name? And this was intelligent. And then through the spirit box, it came through and it said, no. And I said, how come or why? And then that was like, the spirit box said, cuz. And everybody was like, holy crap. Like, that was pretty awesome type deal. And then somebody, like I said before, somebody was using the dowsing rods. And then somebody asks, oh, can you stop the dowsing rods? And as soon, I kid you not, I caught this all on camera too. As soon as somebody asked that, the dowsing rods stopped. And I caught all this on camera, with the spirit box, with the grout, all of it. I can try and send you the link. But yeah, so that was pretty neat. That was cool. This was a really good hunt that we've been on. And, you know, we just kind of really started to get into all this. But yeah, it was a fun experience there. And upstairs, all right, this feels like it's taking forever, but upstairs we went. This was where the old courtroom was. So me, myself, and Quentin, we were all sitting there. And then in like the corner, not in the corner, but the back wall, we kept hearing footsteps. And I'm like, guys, like, did you like hear that type deal? And they're all like, yeah. And it didn't just happen once, it happened like a couple other times. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch that on camera, but yeah, it was really, really interesting. Because, I don't know. And then I believe Mike went over there, and he's like, you know, is anybody over here? And like, there was no response, but he didn't. I believe he got the chills. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. It's pretty neat. So I have other stories for another time, if you guys like this one. Different spots. Like, we've been around places, and we've caught some pretty good evidence, and I've caught some decent evidence on the video and EVP and all that. So yeah, like I said, I hope you guys get to this this story, because I really enjoy it. This was pretty cool. Oh, and by the way, I listened to you guys. I just found you guys today on Spotify, and I worked tonight for 8 hours, and I listened to you guys all night, and I absolutely loved it. I love the podcast. So anyway, hope you guys can listen to this, and so you guys have a good day, and keep up the good work, and I hope you guys have a good night. Thanks again.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.